Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. I want to remind you, everybody, that coming up tonight, we got a little Heat action for you. Another great Heat game. Here, the Heat in the finals on the ticket. Game 7 of the 2013 NBA Finals against the Spurs tonight at 6 p.m. Only the wins on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2, the ticket, and the radio.com app, where you guys can, of course, subscribe to our podcast, download the podcast every single day. Tobin and Leroy, subscribe, rate, review, all that great stuff. And, you know, you can check out our interviews. We had Pat Surtain on yesterday. He was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, we got schooled up on the DB stuff. Schooled up.
Well, it varies from team to team. So it was a change probably, and I can't remember when it really was, where they deemed that the slot receiver was just as important. And so they start moving their best receiver with in nickel situations to the slot receiver. But I didn't know if he was a part of that or not. So it wasn't that I didn't know that it happened. It was that I didn't know that they did it.
It was fascinating, though, like, because we are at this point where he was saying, like, there's not that, you know, you guys were talking about the lack of lockdown corners. Just because everybody has to be so within the system of doing stuff because right. of how many weapons there are.
Well, and the other thing is this, is that when Pat played quarterback, drop back, sat in the pocket, read the defense, and that if you had two solid corners, it allowed your front seven to get sacks. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, those same guys – basically have to be little linebackers because they're running those RPOs, they're pulling linemen and running quick screens out to the wide receiver, and they got to fight through a lot of stuff now that they didn't have to really fight through. Mm. And so it's a little different in that, and one of the things that he said was, is look, man, when I played, we had, 230, 235-pound safeties that were basically linebackers, okay? Now, you have Arizona Cardinals have a linebacker that's 210. So the game is changing that whole secondary has to be so athletic now that because of being able to run to the ball, able to adjust, being able to move around with all the different sets that they run, that now all the safety is a lesser corner. And it wasn't always like that. You don't have that guy. You can't think of that safety now. There's a handful of them that play around the line of scrimmage like Troy Polamalu. That guy's got a cover now.
Mm-hmm. We also had a poll yesterday. We were determining the table, the top wide receiver table. We did a poll. Does Devontae Parker have a seat at the top NFL wide receiver table? 72% of the audience said no. He did not. A lot of votes coming in on this one.
And that's low. That's low.
You feel like it should be even more saying he does not deserve
a
seat?
Yes, yes.
A lot of Dolphin fans following
me. I mean, so. Okay, but that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But just off the top of our head, we got 12 or 13 deep. And we had to take some guys off the list that maybe depending on where you are in the country, are on that list.
I tell you what, man, having all those, I had to mute that tweet because I couldn't take it anymore with the Saints fans crying and the Michael Thomas stuff. Man, people hate Michael Thomas. I'll tell you that much. Woo, they do not care for that guy.
Probably because they can't stop him.
How does one get, you know, I know you just made a tweet. Like, I know it's easy to go viral nowadays, but how does one get such reaction with the Saints? How do so many Saints fans and Vikings fans see your tweets?
I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things where, like, the right people retweeted on your timeline, and it just takes off. Like, I know Freezing Cold Takes retweeted it at one point. He's got a gazillion followers. It gets picked up by a couple blogs. Barstool put my tweet up. Bleach Report did so, but it gets annoying because then you get to a point where it's like, oh my god, stop fighting. So you have to turn it off. So if anybody's had any interesting comments on the Michael Thomas Devontae Parker tweet, and you've done it within the last 12 hours, I haven't seen it because I had to get the hell out of there. Enough, I'm bored with it. I'm like a squirrel. I move on to the next thing. I can't be sitting on the same tweet every day, unless of course it's one of my parody songs, which you're welcome to retweet, of course. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. So speaking of going viral, did you hear about this pizza guy, this famous pizza guy from Utah who gave Jordan's pizza?
Yeah, how did they track him down?
It seems fishy, I got to be honest with you. It seems like anybody could come out and claim, I gave Michael Jordan his pizza. I mean, I'm pretty sure he did, but it just seems
I'm going to need to see it. Yeah, I'm going to need to see a time card from that night. You're going to have to excuse me if I'm going to be skeptical about you being the guy who delivered it to Jordan.
Dude, I got to tell you, it's hard to get food poisoning from cheese pizza.
I tell you what, though, when I heard that, no disrespect, because I'm gonna do a Scottie Pippen here. I really like Pizza Hut. I do like Pizza Hut. Don't get me wrong, but there's been plenty of nights Pizza Hut's done me dirty. Like it's done me wrong. So I tend to, when I found out that this was a Pizza Hut pizza, according to this gentleman, I was like, oh, makes sense. He just had a rough batch. It happens. I'll eat Pizza Hut plenty of time. I love pizza. I love the stuffed crust. I love all of it. But Pizza Hut will get you every now and then. It's sometimes a roll of the dice.
Yo, I haven't had a slice of pizza in I don't know how long.
Really? Do you like pizza? You're kind of a take it or leave it with pizza guy, right?
Yeah, I'm like, put it this way. If I walk by the kitchen, somebody ordered a pizza, I have a slice. Here's why let me tell you why. Okay? Because I live in a house when it's just me, Rebecca, and my wife. Fonz is usually off doing this thing. They order a pizza. It has no meat on it.
Nah.
Veggies.
Nah.
Yeah.
What's the point?
I'm out. Or a Hawaiian pizza.
Or cauliflower.
No. Hawaiian pizza. Dude, when I say pizza, I'm thinking meat lovers. I'm thinking some kind of hamburger pizza. I'm not thinking pineapple and ham.
So weird. Do you think Hawaiians find it disrespectful that has been dubbed the Hawaiian pizza?
No, that's what they have over there. That's what they have over there.
Is it?
Yeah. Like so all they eat is pineapples, macadamia nuts, and pig.
So do they? So when you go to a pizza place in Hawaii and you order pepperoni pizza, do they just call it mainland pizza?
No, but I will tell you this. Milk and gas, very expensive.
When I did some science on some of these chain restaurants. They're way more expensive in Hawaii.
Yeah. Was that when we were doing our deep dive on Derek Jones Jr. Burgers and Fries?
Yeah.
all right, Rob, what are the headlines that we got,
man? Well, speaking of the subject, this just came to my attention. I remember yesterday, in that burger, there's another burger place we called the Pinch Hit Factory, and I like to call it the Lenny Harris Factory. But I got an alert from MLB.com saying that Ichiro was the greatest bench player in Marlins history, and that seems like they have short-term memory. It was a nice story.
Doesn't Lenny Harris have more pinch hits than anybody in Major League Baseball?
His nickname was all time.
Yeah, he's all time.
Right.
And if you're not going to go with Lenny Harris, like, Mike Mordecai with some huge clutch hits for the Marlins during their championship run. Alfredo Amezaga could play every single position. Damian Easley coming in and doing some things on all different parts of the Ichiro. I love Ichiro, but Ichiro's best run was when somebody got hurt and he had to start for the Marlins. Fugazi, right. Who put this list together?
It was just I got an alert. MLB.com. Ichiro, greatest bench player in Marlins history. It's pandemic time, but
I'm getting Hawaiian pizzas. Delicious. Upgrade your palate, you bum.
Wow. What? Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
Easy, man.
Man, over some pineapple and dude, you know what? Pizza is not a food item that you're trying to expand your palate. In most cases, you're rolling up a couple of pieces and you're scoffing it down like it's nothing.
It was our guy Fusaro. It was our guy Fusaro who made the list.
Joe Fusaro is all class. I mean, the guy knows what he's talking about, but let's see. When Ichiro signed as a free agent with the Marlins in 2015, many wondered whether the already iconic outfielder from Japan would be a fit for the Marlins. The skepticism was legitimate. Then 41, Ichiro spent his entire MLB career playing in the American League, and the Marlins did not have an outfield need with the trio of Yelich, Ozuna, and Giancarlo Stanton. With no designated hitter, Ichiro became a fourth outfielder pinch hit option. So did the signing make sense? The answer became a resounding yes, because Ichiro spent three seasons as a valued bench player and in the process handled some unfinished business with his remarkable career, getting his 3,000th hit in 2016, the same season, counting his hit total from playing nine seasons in Japan. He accumulated more professional hits than any player in history. And on the lighter side of the sport, Ichiro also fulfilled a personal dream as a Marlin to pitch in the big leagues. Yeah, I do remember this. He tossed an inning on the final day of the 2015 season.
But if it wasn't for the milestone, he was good. I mean, it was good to have Ichiro, but the milestone was what put him over the top.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
he's doing most. It sounds like he's doing most accomplished bench player.
He is the most accomplished bench player. That's for sure.
But not as a bench player.
I feel like
because Lenny Harris is.
Because I feel like I remember Ichiro's best season with the Marlins being the year that he played the most. The next year, 2016, Ichiro played 143 games. He got 365 plate appearances. I wonder how many games he started. That would be one I would like to know, but he hit 291. But he did get more plate appearances the year before. He had more plate appearances the year beforehand, and he had 229 with a 282 on base percentage. I mean, that's terrible.
It's kind of like when the NBA list came out of the best jerseys. It wasn't really the best jerseys. It was the most accomplished. The jersey that did the most winning. It had nothing to do with the jerseys itself. It's kind of the same thing with this Ichiro debate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Let's see. I'm looking for game started. Go on, Robbie. I'll figure this out.
All right. Well, did you guys see the new Toucan Sam?
It looks terrible. I don't know what they're trying to do. Ruin my childhood? What the hell's going on there?
What?
Yeah, you got to see this new Toucan Sam.
He's hip?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
He started, Ichiro started 88 games in 15 and 78 in, no, no, 59 and 16. So I was wrong. The year he started, he stunk. It was the next year that he was decent. I mean, good year. Okay, good year on the bench. Got his 3,000th hit. I mean, all right, listen. Fusaro's no dummy. He knows what he's doing.
Again, it almost sounds like he's giving him the most accomplished Marlins player that played on off the bench.
I would say the most the bench guy that everybody loved the most was Amezaga. Amezaga with the crazy plays, the hijinks, you know, the great defense, could play anywhere. Mike Mordecai with the clutch hits.
Greg Dobbs. I mean,
Greg Dobbs.
Yeah, all these guys have clutch hits, and Lenny Harris has the most.
I'll tell you, worst Marlins bench player of all time, Wes Helms. Dude sucked.
It's on your spite list.
I hate Wes Helms. What else you got, Robbie?
Remember when they brought him back, too? Like, you know.
For a dollar? Yeah. What adorable. I'll tell you one thing. I was glad that I held back on my Jeter tweet the other day. I was glad. Because I was I really wanted to send it bad, like because there was this because John Heyman tweeted out one thing that struck out that struck me about The Last Dance. Michael Jordan and Derek Jeter are the same person. The burning desire to win, the confidence in competition, the street smarts, the smile, the sense of humor. One difference, Jeter would never let a camera follow him a day, much less a year. Which, you know, I mean, give him enough money for a documentary. I mean, let's see if that's the case or not. I would say I would like to see what the Jeter sit down is talking about A-Rod. That would be fantastic. I can think of one other thing they have in common, though, in post-career. And, well, listen, I'm just not going to say it. It's just not, it's not important right
now.
Hey. What?
Well, why does he have hands?
Who?
The two kids, Sam.
Oh, I don't know.
Man, whoever the cartoonist was, he didn't know how to draw wings.
He looks like Toucan Sam going to Ultra. Like, I would see, like, I like that is that that's what people see when they make love to the trees at Ultra, is the Toucan yep. Sam. What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, well, speaking of, you know, documentaries, so Alex Bregman, you know him of the Houston Astros.
Yep.
I didn't
Cheater.
Know. Yeah, he is leaving Clutch Sports. I didn't know Clutch Sports had baseball players. But because LeBron and Maverick Carter are making a science ceiling documentary.
I love it. Hit the bricks, Bregman. Mavs and LeBron. If you didn't think that LeBron James was an agent, Alex Bregman's leaving Clutch Sports, which just got into baseball over the fact that they're making an Astros documentary. That's so fantastic. Hey, what's up? Hey, Rich Paul, what's up? It's Alex Bregman. Hey, man, what's up with you guys making a documentary? Don't you think I've been dragged through the mud enough? You know, I'm a pretty good baseball player. Would appreciate you guys not bringing up the past. Let's tell you, LeBron was very passionate about the sign stealing. He did not like it.
I guess.
He did not like it. So, yeah, there's that. Robbie, are you ready to get back to your spite list, my friend?
Oh, yes. We're so much more left.
All right, it's a Petty Wednesday. We continue Robbie's spite list. We're back with more after this.
Let me see you pop them things, shake them doodle prat.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket, taking you up until 10 o'clock today. It's a Petty Wednesday, and we are going through Robbie's all-time spite list. Speaking of petty, before we get to your list, Robbie, I was just scrolling through YouTube.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You're staticky, dude.
I'm staticky?
Oh, you're better now. You're better now.
You're better now.
Okay, my bad. I don't know what happened. My computer was starting to blip out, so I rebooted it. So I couldn't hear you.
I thought
guys.
You just got a new one.
It wasn't the computer. It was more the internet connection. So I just
rebooted it.
The computer was working fantastic, to be honest with you. But I was just scrolling through YouTube, you know, just see what some of the people are buzzing about. And I see this video, and it just says, and of course, this would just be, you know, the guy to do it. I don't know what he said. I just looking at the headline, Leroy. It just says, Paul Pierce makes his case for LeBron James not being top five all time. And of course, like, who else would, if somebody's going to make that argument, who better than Paul Pierce to make the argument that LeBron not top five all time?
He's trying to be black Skip Bayless. Because even Skip Bayless got off of that ship. Ship, Robbie.
Yeah. I heard that. That was close.
All right, we are at number 45 on Robbie's all-time top 74 all-time spite list. Robbie, are you ready to roll?
Number 45. You know how a lot of coaches and managers, they always have to do what the book says. Whether we're like 4th and 4. Oh, I got a punt. Even though the guy has a horrible defense, and or like, you know, a left-hander is coming up to the plate. I got to get a left-hander to face him, even though the dude sucks. It's guys who always manage by the book, even though the roster doesn't supplement his stupid book. They have no guts whatsoever. They always got to do what the book says, and that way they can cast blame on the personnel if things doesn't work out. I mean, there's a lot of people like, you know, Don Mattingly does it sometimes. Gase did it sometimes, you know. I mean, it goes on and on. Managing by the book when you don't have the personnel, it's stupid.
Yeah, Gase with the old punting because we have no chance.
Robbie, you know, the book is basically a list of rules played out thousands and thousands of times and then list the best possible scenario.
Yeah, but the book doesn't account for
the highest percentage scenario.
The book doesn't account for when you have a horrible defense that can't stop anybody. It doesn't matter. If you pin them inside the 10, they're going to drive down and score. You might as well try to go for it, especially when you're behind.
I think what Robbie's trying to say is the book is a resource, not the Bible.
Right. But again, a lot of coaches in all sports use it. And you live by it. If you live by it, you would be useless.
Number 44, Robbie.
Christian Yelich, 2018 and beyond. I mean, let's be.
You hate the good Yelich?
I mean, well, of course he did. In
Milwaukee, he won the MVP, Robbie.
It was in Milwaukee. He wasn't doing that here. And of course, he has an easier ballpark to do it in. And of course, he changed his batting stats. Seems like he cared more about hitting for power when he went to Milwaukee. I mean,
true. We gave him a taste. Gave him a little power, hit, and then all of a sudden he was addicted to it, Leroy.
All right.
This is what I've been wanting the whole time. If he would have been doing this from the jump, I would have never been eating a dirty bird.
Yeah, you would have found another way.
Number 43, Robbie.
This goes to Christian Yelich. Science deniers. The people that the don't account, like, they just see like Christian Yelich. Oh, he's doing that. Oh, this great stuff. Do you think, you know, the people that don't account for ballparks, same thing with quarterbacks when they go to a better situation, a better offensive line. Tannehill is in the same boat. People who deny science and how players can move on and perform better, and they assume they would be repeating those stats had they stayed in their current position. It's not true. Science, people.
42.
Unwarranted offseason hype. You know, this goes to team. We've had history down here. Whether it's the 2006 Dolphins signing Culpepper, may rest in peace, but Edwin Pope said they would be in the Super Bowl. The 2012 Marlins, when they signed all those guys, we were drinking all the Kool-Aid, and they fell flat on their face. And then this past year with the Hurricanes, and even you, Leroy, with the Cleveland Browns this past year, had all the hype and fell flat on their face.
But I didn't say they were going to win the Super Bowl.
I didn't, but no, I'm not saying you particularly said the Browns are going to be good, but there was a lot of hype train on the Browns to win.
Some people picked them to win, go to the Super Bowl.
I saw Leroy with the conductor's hat on. Number 41, Robbie.
Rotten Tomatoes comedy movie ratings. You cannot rely on Rotten Tomatoes for comedy movies. Look, my book is, if you're laughing your ass off, the comedy did its job. The Rotten Tomatoes is treating every comedy like it's trying to win an Oscar. So they're too highbrow for comedies. Oh, that was abhorrent. A 12% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No. Wait, basically you could have said the way Rotten Tomatoes treats Adam Sandler. Because that's what that meant. That's what that meant.
He loves
that
Adam
didn't
Sandler
mean
so
comedies. That Robbie, did not mean comedies.
Robbie, what are we going to do that Adam Sandler's doing a basketball movie with LeBron now?
Oh.
That's the reports. Oh. Leroy, did you see that?
No.
LeBron and Adam Sandler are doing a basketball movie together. Not all Space right. Jam. Number 40, Robbie.
Well, I don't know who this person is. I'm pretty sure it's Samson, David Samson, but I don't want to make reckless speculation. But whoever made the decision on opening day to leave the roof open and have that rain delay. It was totally unnecessary. I know they
Did the Marlins have a counter on that too in their stadium that counted the days without a rain delay?
Yes, and they posted the graphic that day, and then later, like the next inning, they had the rain delay.
So embarrassing.
I know why they had to have it, because there was jets flying over. You had like Buffer doing the pregame introductions. You wanted. I get it, for the pregame ceremonies. You wanted the roof open. They got that in without damage. Once that gets in, close the roof. They were playing with fire there. Stupid.
Oh, my God. Number 39.
Number 39. Oh, Tobin, this may apply to you. People who look at Twitter for draft spoilers.
Hey, man.
It's going to come out in 2 minutes. Everyone has to be on Twitter checking the spoilers, and then Tobin ruins the draft party.
I'm sorry. I thought – look, first of all, I didn't know everybody was on, like, 8 different feeds because they were like, oh, is the pick up or the pick's not up? I didn't know what anybody was looking at. Some people had that terrible like Romanian internet. I don't know what the hell was going on. I need to take things into my own hands.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know what internet you have where you live, because We had the same thing Saturday. I'm sitting there watching.
I wasn't watching on the internet. I was watching when it comes to watching live events, if I can, I'm watching it on actual television. I'm not watching it on the stream.
I was watching it on television also.
No, nah, well, apparently not.
I mean, jeez.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
All right.
We get the direct pirate feed is actually the truth. Number 38, Robbie.
All right. So, former host of 790 The Ticket. We once had this great March Madness party a few years back at their old building. We had all four computers set up, TV set up to watch all four games. And this guy, about 4 hours before a show started, comes in and ruins it, takes one of the computers, ruins the sofa setup we had. He's like, guys, I got to work. And my show starts in 4 hours.
Sounds like Frito.
And on top of that. And on top of that, the Canes are playing that day, and it was a game against Loyola Chicago, and he was on, and he was like, go Chicago, go Loyola Chicago. It was horrible to watch.
You ruined the party.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, number 37.
Teddy Bridgewater.
This goes back to
his college days. Nothing against him, what he's done in the NFL, but, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, he had that bowl game against Miami where they kicked the crap out of the Canes, and then he did that throat slash.
Yeah, well, listen, I kind of
you
got
get
it.
What you get.
Well, but
I mean,
here's the thing though. I think Teddy Bridgewater originally committed to Miami, and then he flipped to Louisville, which is fine, not a problem. But he makes it sound like the Canes didn't want him, and they kicked him out when Randy Shannon got fired, and now Golden Ticket. That was his choice. He went with bag money, bagman Clint Hurt. It's okay.
Bagman.
there's a funny story about Zach Krantz. I think Clint Hurt wanted to fight Zach Krantz one time.
Jeez.
Now I need to find out about that. Number 35, Robbie.
Well, number 36, delusional Canes Bros. Swag. Swag 16. Storm 17.
I thought this would be higher.
Oh, wait. I got to wait till you see what I got. That's just one layer of the Canes Bros. You know, no matter what all the hype, you know, no matter how bad the Canes have been, bro, this is all about the U. They invented swag.
Number 35.
This kind of goes into what number 36 was. The obsession with Brad Kaya.
Oh,
Brad Kaya himself, nice man. No, nothing against Brad Kaya himself, but the people act like he was the greatest quarterback ever. And, of course, Brad Kaya has all the passing records because he compiled and he has the most passing attempts. But he wasn't that good. He beat up the lower teams, lost to Florida State 3 times, and this guy was eh. But this guy's being hailed as this great quarterback, and I was part of that too. I thought he was going to be this next great quarterback, and then halfway through I realized this guy was overrated.
Oh, my God.
Halfway through, huh, Robbie?
When did it hit you? After another loss to FSU?
Yep, I think it was the second one. It was the second one. I get in arguments with Stunt and Steve about this all the time, even on the air. Like we always get into heated arguments about this.
Just about Brad Kaya?
Yeah, about Brad Kaya. Never, and in general, people swear it was like this great. I've never once clamored for Brad Kaya since he's been gone. No matter how bad the quarterback plays, I've never once clamored for Brad Kaya. Except
he's
maybe
the all-time leading passer.
He has the most attempts compiled
in 3 years.
Yes, he has more attempts than Dorsey, and Dorsey had more starts.
Well, Dorsey had an amazing backfield.
Hey, Dorsey.
Why would you?
And receivers.
And receivers.
Oh,
and
I'm glad you brought that up. Brad Kaya, his freshman year, I know it wasn't Dorsey, but they had 5 players drafted in the top 77. 5 players. And you know what Brad Kaya did that year? 6-7.
Oh, man. Number 34, Robbie.
Giancarlo Stanton. Felt like he was always complaining, even though he got gifted this biggest contract, which is going to really help him out now during this pandemic. He's the only guy locked in all these years left on this contract. And I'm not going to lie to you, I kind of low-key was, you know, enjoying him not playing baseball for the Yankees. It kind of made me feel better. I can't lie to you.
Number 33, Robbie.
Sister Jean and the Loyola of Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'm with you.
Hey, be careful.
Nah, do it.
All right.
They made that run to the Final Four. It became all about Sister Jean, all because of that shot. The Canes could have stopped that all from happening. And maybe the Canes could have gotten to the Final Four.
Oh, man. Number 32, Robbie.
Catholics versus convicts, 30 for 30.
100%.
Propaganda Total Central.
Total garbage. Complete garbage. Musburger. Not apologetic. Thinks the convicts joke is hilarious. Musburger. 31, Robbie.
The everybody calling for Miami to overturn the win against in that Duke game.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what you did was you put them all under a category.
Yes.
I basically just put everybody on the list.
Yeah, you put Greenberg, Heather Dinich, and all that. This was one category. And the hypocrisy of all this, because I think the year later or 2 years later, similar situation happened in between a game, Oklahoma State and Central Michigan, where Michigan was gifted an untimed down it should have gotten, and they won on a crazy Hail Mary at the end of the game. Huge controversy, but nobody talks about it. Nobody mentions Oklahoma State having to overturn that win.
Of course not.
Huge
hypocrisy. Because it's not Miami and Miami haters, you know? All right, and number 30?
Same category, except with the whole Nevin Shapiro thing that went out, how people were calling for the death penalty way back in the day. Also, Oklahoma State, ironically, had a big SI piece, every bit as bad, if not worse, than the Nevin Shapiro bombshell on Yahoo, except nobody was calling for Oklahoma State to overturn it.
Yeah, they didn't have Facebook pictures of him on a boat with Kellen Winslow.
Jeez.
All right. Let's get to number 30, number 29, Robbie.
All right. Well, I don't know who this player is. I do know who this player is, but I don't want to put his name out there. But Brian Monroe told the story about how after the FIU game, he was out and about and he ran into a Canes player, and this Canes player was not embarrassed about the loss to FIU because he put up great stats.
That's terrible. How are you not embarrassed by losing to them? How? What a terrible year. Jesus. Number 28, Robbie?
The Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences, also known as the Oscars Academy. These guys don't know good movies. All the movies that win Best Picture, all gimmick movies. Like Birdman was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. But it's because, it's one camera falling around, Best Picture. Last year, A Book won Best Picture. There was a silent movie that won in the 2010s, Best Picture. And on the flip side, they don't recognize Molly's Game as a nominee. Greatest movie the past 10 years. And blackballing my man Adam Sandler. He finally went out of his box, did a serious movie, Uncut Gems, and he was blackballed because of all of those other movies that he did.
Uncut Gems was good. It was good. It was a great performance by him, too. Number 27?
Jim Morris Bunce.
Come on, man. He's a legend. What are you doing?
Nobody was immune to the bunt. Even, John Jay at the three-hole would bunt to set up Yonder Alonso. Problem is, they would intentionally walk Yonder Alonso in a double play.
Jeez, Robbie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He never saw it coming?
Never saw it coming. Every time, guy gets on first, no matter who's on the plate, bunt.
All right, we'll close out this round. Number 26, Robbie, who do you got? In a huge 20-person petty list segment, what do you have for number 26?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Of course.
Dude is a quitter, quits at the first sign of adversity. Says he doesn't want to, but he only wants to play one position. Then goes to Pittsburgh, gets all these fluky, lucky interceptions, and then now wants to play all these positions. Dude's a quitter, doesn't know how to face adversity.
Oh, man. I'm exhausted.
Dude's a quitter.
Dude's a quitter.
Wow.
I am exhausted after that, Leroy.
You? You broke your list down more than you broke down the draft. And people were impressed on our Zoom about your ability to do the draft.
Very impressive. All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. If you're going to be working from home today, remember you can listen to us on the radio.com app. Download the app, make The Ticket your favorite station. Sign up for notifications, and you'll never miss a great guest or moment. And don't forget to check out the radio.com rewind feature. Go back and listen to any show at any time you want. Download the radio.com app now. How do you feel Petty Wednesday is going today, Leroy, with Robbie's top 74 list?
I'm entertained.
Now, are we going to get Leroy's petty list next week? Are we going to get a spite list from Leroy? Maybe not 74, but can we get a top 10 from you? Something?
I think I could go to 25.
Ooh.
You think you give us 25 things that you're spiteful about?
Yeah, because I gotta make sure.
Do they all work in our building?
No. No, no, no.
All right. Petty Wednesday, Leroy Horde version, coming up next week. Very excited about that. Apparently, did you see this, Leroy? Now, I feel like this is code for old. This is just me. But people are taking this as a positive. Apparently, Tom Brady working out with his Tampa Bay wide receivers had a live arm. Live arm.
Who said that? Him?
No, no, no. The reports were that he had a live arm.
All right.
Tom Brady looking like he's got his hose back in the Florida weather.
I mean, they all have it right before camp starts. Then when he starts throwing 1,000 balls a day, getting hit in games, then we'll see.
Has anybody ever had, like, I'm waiting for the guy who's just like, hey, arm looked dead. He had nothing. I don't feel like that's getting out there.
Yeah, that's why the Dolphins didn't sign Drew Brees.
It said that this was at a preparatory school in Tampa. He was organizing route combinations and situational drills. His arm looked live as he threw passes to Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Cameron Brait, and others. And Blaine Gabbert was there.
Why? Blaine Gabbert?
Yeah, he's their backup.
Is he a backup?
Yep.
Of course he is. Holy smokes.
Of course he is. He's gonna be a backup for the rest of his days.
I mean, when was he, like, top 10 pick?
Yep. Don't remind me. Don't remind me. So, yeah, Tom Brady's out there.
Where
he's
was Blake Bortles?
Three.
Where he was three.
So you had two top 10 picks and neither one of them panned out. Is there any other team like that?
For quarterbacks?
Yeah.
I can't believe this is an actual text that came in, and I don't even know. I got to double check to make sure this is actually his number. But according to Stunt Steve on the text line, a person claiming to be Stunt Steve, Kaya is a better quarterback than Dorsey. Sorry, that's science.
No, no.
Why would you do that, Stunt Steve? Steve, come on, bro. What are you doing here?
You're going by the pass.
That's the hill you're going to die on.
Yeah, man.
Come on, bro.
You have a hey, that's like saying Ryan Tannehill's better than Dan Marino.
It is his number, by the way. Hey, I've confirmed. That's actually Steve's number. Wow. You're really going to stand by that? Kaya was a better quarterback than Ken Dorsey. Like, you're that guy?
Well, he is on the show with Zaslow and Amber.
What are we talking about, though? Like, he's a better quarterback than Dorsey? Huh? Dorsey's got more onions moments than anybody, and you're going to go with the guy that has no onions moments?
I mean, he also had better players.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Yes, he had an all-time team. He had an all-time team, but he also came through when it mattered.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. There are players that benefit from being on good teams.
Sure.
And I don't take anything away from them because they played on a great team. There's been a lot of guys like that 2001 team has so many high draft picks, right? They didn't all pan out.
I understand, but this isn't one of those things where, like, I'm comparing Dorsey to another even all-time great quarterback. I'm not trying to say that. Like, Dorsey, I'm not saying he ever got hosed out of the Heisman or any of that stuff.
Right.
I'm saying he's better than Brad Kaya. Sorry. Eventually the results have to matter. Like, I don't care what you think is coming out of that arm. Like, Chad Pennington, better Dolphins quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. That's just that.
What?
Chad Pennington, better Dolphins quarterback than Ryan Tannehill.
For 1 year?
Yep. But he was a runner-up MVP that year, and they won the division.
Chad Pennington was the runner-up MVP?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. To Peyton Manning, where there's no shame in that game.
1 year, though.
So what? So what? And I know that he's got a noodle arm, but I don't care. He goes out there. He perfected his craft. They won 11 games. They won the division. Now, was their most famous play from that year a extra running back? Yes. Yes, it was. But I don't care. Better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill in his Dolphins career.
All right.
Better Titans quarterback? No, we don't. I'm not saying better Titans quarterback. But better Dolphins quarterback? Pennington.
So is it safe to say Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Marcus Mariota?
100%.
Why?
That was decided on the field. That was
it was decided. Where's Marcus Mariota these days?
He's in Vegas.
Yep.
And he'll be the starting quarterback there in a month.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Really? You think
they don't like Derek Carr, but they can't find a replacement.
And they're paying Derek Carr a lot, and it's hard to get out of it.
So this could be one of those things. But then are they going to get into a situation where they're going to have to pay Marcus Mariota? And then around and around we go. We have musical chairs and mediocre quarterbacks.
That's how it works, except quarterbacks that leave Jacksonville.
No, those quarterbacks just get to be, you know, just back perennial backups their entire life. And Matt Moore, of course. Is Matt Moore the president of that club? Perennial backup?
Who?
Matt Moore.
Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, yeah, because did Matt Moore ever start for a team?
I think he started for Carolina. Or he might have started some games.
Didn't he start the year before they got Cam?
Yes.
He started for that whole year, and that's why they got Cam, because they were god-awful bad.
Mr. Tank. Is Fitzpatrick at this meeting? Does he have his backup card, or is he start too many games to not really be in the meeting?
I think he started too many games.
Does he flow too much? Did they say, Fitzy, you're not welcome here?
No, Fitz started too much.
So he doesn't have does he have like his bust on? Does he have his bust on the hallways where they're like, this is Ryan Fitzpatrick, once one of us, but he moved on to starting pastures.
He's a traitor.
I mean, he was a backup for how long before he started?
He's done both all over the place.
Because, I mean, he is the epitome of lightning in a bottle, right?
Yep.
Because the way he started off last year,
he
was going to throw for like 6,000 yards.
You know who they're holding a grudge against now at the backup meetings? Teddy Bridgewater. He's moved on. They put a bust of him. They say he
moved
on.
That's not true. He started for Minnesota.
But then he became one of them.
Yeah, while he was rehabbing, that was like they sent him down to the minors for. To get some rehab starts.
So Teddy Bridgewater, he's at the water cooler with Dan Orlovsky, and he goes, I don't belong here.
Yep.
I don't belong here.
Correct.
And Orlovsky's like, calm down, man. You got a great broadcasting gig ahead of you on ESPN. You got one of the Hasselbecks, the bad one. He's there. Dude. Do they all look up to the situation of trying to become Steve Young? Today's Young Award goes to, or do they hold an extra grudge against Young because he went to the ultimate peak from backup?
Well, keep in mind, he was like a top five pick in both drafts.
Chad Henne's there.
Chad Henne start too much. How many years did he start?
He did, but now he's there. Like now he's the tour guide. He goes here. He goes.
You know when you're on that list where you have problems realizing where they play?
It's not a list, though. It's a club. It's like a country club.
Blaine Gabbert is where now?
Rams.
Blaine Gabbert's on the Bucks.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert. I thought you were about Bortles.
Bortles isn't.
Remember, he was in San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
That's a professional.
Somebody says Scott Mitchell's an elder.
Oh, my goodness. I told you, I played in the game he came in.
Oh man, we'll Reich. Take a break. Who? What?
Frank Reich.
Oh yeah, I mean, is he the most famous backup other than for the 72 Dolphins?
Moral.
Aaron Rodgers was a backup for 4 years.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers was a top pick. To your point, like he was once he was brought off the bench, he was never. I feel like the backup club. You have to be down on your luck to be in the backup club.
Nick Foles?
Nick Foles is the guy. You know what? Nick Foles is the award guy. Nick Foles, he is the Foles award is given out every year to the top backup. You know?
Really?
Foles gives out the jacket. It's like a jacket.
Yeah, but dude, remember he went to did he go to Jacksonville to start?
Yeah, but before that, he was the guy. He came out of the darkness to see the light.
And then he went back to the darkness.
Yeah.
All right.
Minshew's going to be there. Minshew's going to be there forever.
You know who's going to, 10 years from now, going to still be a quarterback? And we're going to be like, wow. Mm. Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're just keeping Mitch Trubisky's seat warm right now. He's gonna get there. Chad Tenney's gonna be his tour guide, and he's gonna be like, "We've been expecting you."
You gotta do initiation.
Oh, it was an initiation. They pass over the iPad and the one little headphone that they put in one ear.
Yep.
Instead of wearing the helmet, they put the one little earphone in.
We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.